dare say that everybody is familiar with the first question that Rashi asks in the first Rashi on the Torah, quoting Rav Yitzchak. And the question is simply, why does the Torah begin with Bereishis Bara Elokim? I mean, why do we need to know this? The Torah, after all, is the guide to the way we should live our lives. And therefore, the Torah should begin with what we have in this week's Parsha, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, which is the first mitzvah, the mitzvah of counting the month. And yet, there is a profound lesson here. The profound lesson, I believe, is something that you've heard in one way or another from me, over and over and over again. But I say it over and over and over again in the spirit of the Mesilat Yesharim, who says, in any case, we all know the things that are important. We all know the things that are true. But we have to keep repeating them in order for them to go into us. And the thing that is true that I'm referring to is the issue of time. Now, Chazal tell us that the first thing that was created in the world, it was Bereshit. The Gemara says that the world was created in Asara Mamarot, in Pirkei Avos. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that the first mamar, the first word of creation, is the creation of time itself, that the word Bereshit, which represents God creating time, is also a mamar. In fact, it is the first mamar. Now this is beyond our capacity to understand. Beyond our capacity to understand, because in our thinking, time, you can watch right now an example of what time is. Time is my hand passing over the bima, right? It's a measure of the movement of one physical reality against another physical reality. What would it mean to have time without matter? Pure time. And yet, and here we are in the world of la 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 physics. That's precisely what the Torah says, that God creates time. Time itself is a creation. Now, what does this mean for me? This means that it's not, of course, this whole story of creation is an attempt to tell us how it is that we create our own world. That we create what we can create, which is a life of meaning. And the first thing, without going into any details here, the first thing you must know is that if you don't understand the significance of time, if you don't understand the significance of time, then there can't be a life of meaning. The significance of time, what does that mean here? We are told, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. You're going out of Mitzrayim. Freedom. And when we think of freedom, so we think we can do whatever we want. Anything is possible. But the reality of the world is that anything is not possible for one simple reason. And the simple reason is that in the nature of human life, we are always in Mitzrayim. We are always bound. And what are we bound by? We are bound by the frailty, indeed, the limitation of life. And that is time. Sooner or later, we all run out of time. It's not limitless. We can't say, give me another year, give me another 10 years, give me eternity. And in that sense, we are all in Mitzrayim. And yet, there is freedom. Limited, but freedom to the greatest degree that a human being can have freedom. And that is if we look at what we can do with time, and that is sanctify time. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. Understanding that the most special, unique, distinct reality in our life is our ability to sanctify time, to make something of ourselves by making something of our time. And that's the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah begins with a simple kind of a statement. Day after day, hour after hour, make your time special.